The new state budget created a 75-cent police and fire protection fee for every landline and cell phone in Wisconsin. It's expected to generate about $100 million over the next couple years. Other telephone fees get split off and itemized on phone bills. Chris Leroux with the Wisconsin State Telecommunications Association says that's what most companies will do with this fee. But the way the budget is worded, they don't have to.
You're going to see that most providers are going to want to list it and intend to list it as a separate fee. But it is possible that if somebody decides not to list it as a separate fee, that what you'll see in lieu of that is a 75-cent increase in your local service rate.
The Rose Group didn't like the way this fee ended up. It was originally proposed to pay for 911 centers, but lawmakers changed it to help balance the budget and prevent deeper cuts to local governments. In the process, they moved up the start date from October to September. Leroux says some companies will be ready, but others with complicated billing systems may not. He says they might end up having to backbill. That is, they might bill more in later months to make up for what they did not charge to begin with.
We're going to do what the statute requires of us, and obviously that's just going to be passed on to the consumer. The companies aren't going to eat it. The consumer is going to see an increase either as a separate fee or built into their local rates, and that's kind of the bottom line of this.
Leroux says other questions remain, such as how the new fee applies to customers with more than 10 phone lines. The Department of Revenue says it's still too early to say how the fee will be implemented. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.